صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك ثم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. والله bless Muhammad and his family, companions, and all of us, just as you bless Ibrahim and as the Muhammad and his people. The great sacrifice of Eid, one thing I just want to point out, inshallah, the Khatib at the next Jummah, we'll go into the details of the Eid al-Adha, inshallah. But one thing to forget, one thing to remember is that people often forget that the sacrifice of animals they do is the fitya for what Ibrahim and his son Ismail were going to do. That was the real thing. This was just the fitya that Allah in a dream said to Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his son. Very disturbing thing, right? He had the son after many, many years. So he went to Ismail alayhi salam and he said, this is what I have seen in my dream. And Ismail alayhi salam, may Allah be pleased with him, this is the exact words of the Quran in translation, that he said, my father, if Allah has so commanded you, you will find me steadfast. And he was going to sacrifice his son. His only beloved son at that time, Ishaq was not there. The Jews have made up that story that he came first. He did not. So, when he was going to do that, it means he passed the test. He was serious. Allah commanded him, he decided to follow his command. At that time, the angel came and he stopped him and gave him this animal, the ram. He said, your sacrifice has been accepted, you should go and sacrifice the ram and distribute its food. So this is the great sacrifice. Now we cannot equal anywhere nearby to what Ibrahim and his son were doing, but we can at least make sacrifices, small sacrifices. Not only sacrifice the animals, if we have the money, we can buy the animals. Our Jamaat sends money to sacrifice in Africa, 6 African countries and Bangladesh. But can we sacrifice our jealousies, our little envy, our little unhappiness with our brothers and sisters? Can we sacrifice some time for Islam? You ought to do, but let me take out 1 hour and give some dawah and distribute some literature or talk to someone who really wants Islam. Talk to them. What little sacrifices, you know, can make a very, very big difference. Gradually they pile up. Can you write, or can I write, one letter, just one letter, a month, to the local newspaper and say what we're publishing about Islam is wrong? This is what Islam says. Just 200-300 words, type set. It takes a little time, right? You have to go to the library. That's a little sacrifice. You're taking out your time. We have to do our work. We have to do our job. And the time slips by and we have done nothing. And many of us don't have that kind of money to sacrifice the animal, so we end up doing nothing. Well, the Quran says that if you cannot sacrifice the animal, you don't have the wherewithal. It's a really repent. You can sacrifice money as a charity. Many people don't know this. They say, well, I can't buy an animal. Animals are becoming more and more expensive. So, sorry, I can't. And we can still spend charity in the way of Allah. If you read those verses very carefully, you will find it's there. So, the rule should be, let me do what I can. You know? Let me do what I can. Can I put some money in the masjid box? Can I go to a brother whom I was criticized by and say to him, brother, you're still my brother, although you criticized me? Or sister, what you said I didn't like, but I still love you, right? That's sacrifice, right? These are things which we can do on a daily basis. Now in the final part of the khutbah, I want to bring to your attention that, you know, I am now 77 years old. It means that I am not going to last much longer. Depends, of course, on Allah Almighty, what He has willed for me. It's a matter, you know, of concern, very obviously, that no one lives forever, especially one who's 77. I built this masjid from zero. In fact, in the beginning, I did not know about the city, and some people came and beat me up very badly. But I would not leave till the mosque arrived. Then came Sister Ashira, is she there? She was a great helper, and gradually, the masjid started developing. Brother came from prison. He was unfortunately on drugs, but when he was not on drugs, he was very good. I have seen him standing outside a church and giving out a little booklet which we had, which said, Malcolm X, Martyr of Islam in America. When he was good, he was really good. Unfortunately, this country, this system puts you into that evil of drugs. He finally got into that. But the masjid kept developing, I kept paying for it for 28 years. And then the masjid started growing and started paying for itself. And then a little bit of gap was there for about $7,000. And a brother in North Carolina, he paid. So it's all paid. Now whatever money we get, it can be used for dawah, it can be used for many good things. So now the announcements. Because I won't last very long, probably be dead very soon, and all of us have to do sooner or later. So here are some announcements. I want that after I have passed away, this masjid should be very well organized and strong. One of the things is that, remember that Sister Ashira is sort of like the founding sister of this place. And she is sort of like now the mother. She is, I don't want to talk about her age, but she is the grandlady of this masjid. So we have to always remember that she is part of the shura. And she has sent me a message saying that Sister Khadija, we should thank her for bringing food boxes and beautiful new prayer rugs and anonymous brothers who bring water. Brothers and sisters who bring water bags and paper towels and prayer by our Imam's daughter had a successful heart surgery. I think he's here today. Right, brother? Raise your hand if you can. Alhamdulillah, he's back. That's great. His daughter was in surgery. It's a very serious thing to have your daughter in surgery. Very traumatic. But the brother is here. Very good inspiration for all of us. So I'm setting up, or rather advising, you can think about it, and especially the people who are already in the shura can think about that, and that is that I'm asking Brother Yahya to be part of an advisory board. He knows a lot about fiqh. Is he here, Brother Yahya? Where is he? Brother Yahya, not here? Okay. He knows a lot about fiqh. He's already been teaching. But we can give him a designation that he's a part of our advisory board. Now, my daughter, who was the first member of the Jamaat long time back, she is always telling me that we don't do anything for the health of our members in the masjid and elsewhere. So I'm inviting Sister Shakura, who is also a health-oriented person, and Nazrat Siddiq, to be part of that advisory committee to help the masjid to gain better health. Inshallah. Then we come to Shura. Our Shura has been limited for several months, but Brother Abdul Shakur and Brother Ridwan, he's not here today. He will be away for 2 weeks. See, this is the problem also. Remember, one member leaves, then we are left with only one person. He'll be away because he's a student. He's going to be away for a couple of weeks. So, I'm inviting Sister Khadija to join the Shura and talk to the people who are already in the Shura and find out how they operate and to have a very good rapport with the people who are already in the Shura. And also Sister Khadija had one very strong point, that she is the wife of an imam in the prison system in Jessup. That imam leads prayers of 100 people every Jummah, approximately. So she is our, not only very active in this masjid, as you can see, she has already today also brought food boxes and prayer rugs. Many times she brings other things too, but now she is going to be part of the Shura, inshallah, and she can advise the other members of the Shura or listen to their advice. It's always a two-way street. So, welcome, Sister Khadija. This is tentative. That means she has to talk with the people. She can talk to Sister Ashira, she can talk to Brother Shakur, talk to Ritwan, talk to our Imam who is sitting here, and decide whether she wants to be or not. Otherwise, you can't tell people, oh, you're going to be. No. We have to think about it, and can I do this? Is this worthwhile for me? And so on. So, she is going to be, inshallah, member of the Shura. And our Imam is back, so that means we are getting better and better. And after this heart-wrenching experience he had with his daughter's surgery, alhamdulillah, he's back. And hopefully this group will develop and become strong and well organized. And that's all I have for today. I will also try to keep coming back here as long as I can, at least once a month. And I will be praying for your support for this masjid, inshallah. It is a masjid which has started from zero, and now it has become one of the most important masjids. How do you know that? You can go online and look for New Trend magazine. And then every issue, you will find something about people here, including the brother who helped us so much in North Carolina. He gives a message now every Sunday. So may Allah bless us and forgive us and make it positive for us and help us to be united. And remember, Eid will be led by our brother Abdul Shakur, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa ikamat as-salat. And I will invite whosoever the Imam wants, Brother Abdul Shakur.